Holy Week. Greetings to you as we begin this special week with Palm Sunday. Bishop Fintan Monaghan here again, continuing the sequence of Lenten reflections for Scariff Bay Community Radio. Making an entrance is a significant step for some people. They like the notice that can be achieved by a grand entrance. The manner in which they enter a room is so studied and planned that it screams, "Look at me," or "Notice me." Making an entrance to draw attention to oneself is a form of vanity. At best, it might be said to be a mark of someone who doesn't have self-esteem issues, and at its worst, it's an embarrassing display of arrogance. Today, Palm Sunday is also about an entrance. Jesus' arrival at and entrance into Jerusalem and the beginning of what we call Holy Week. Jesus' entrance couldn't be further from a grand entrance. He entered Jerusalem riding on a donkey, a humble mode of conveyance for the Son of God. Yet his unplanned, unstudied and unposed entrance, devoid of attention-seeking, did not go unnoticed. People respond well to the person who shuns personal glory or demands attention. The crowds welcome Jesus and recognize something special in this great man who humbled himself to ride on a donkey and come among them as a true man of the people. So they in turn strip trees of their branches and strew them on Jesus' pathway. This was not a humble gesture, but one that was reserved for kings and moments of triumph, and they recognized the kingship and the greatness of Christ, which itself was born out of humility. Today, we are with the earliest followers of Christ who laid down palm branches before him. We're about to make our annual entrance into Holy Week when the Church, invigorated by Lent, takes one great intake of breath and begins its liturgical ceremonies of Holy Week, commemorating the suffering, the death and the resurrection of Jesus. Today, we are making our Easter entrance. We do so with humble awareness of our own shortcomings when it comes to church functions. We pause on Palm Sunday to listen to the account of Christ's suffering in the Gospel of the Passion, and in listening we are reminded of all that our spiritual leader and guide underwent, not just for all humanity, but for us as individuals. Thus reminded, we make our humble entrance into Holy Week. Today, Palm Sunday, we begin the liturgies of the most important week of the Church's year. In our native tongue, the term for Holy Week is not Anchachten Vanihe, but Anchachten War, the big week. And what a big week it truly is, the enormity of our Paschal mystery being commemorated, the life, death and resurrection of our Lord and Saviour. Casting our mind back to the St. Patrick Day festivities last Sunday, the Irish language similarly translates St. Patrick as not so much Neve Pádraic, but Pádraic Mór na hÉireann, Aspel Mór Ar Gheara. And having celebrated Big Patrick and giving the Shamrock its annual outing, so we begin this week hot on the heels. Before the Second Vatican Council, Passion Sunday was celebrated, and a week later, Palm Sunday. After the Second Vatican Council, however, the Church decided to unite these two celebrations. Today is the only Sunday in which two Gospels are read, one on the entry of Jesus into Jerusalem and one on his Passion and Death. 2 days of the year, we have the reading of the full Passion narrative, Palm Sunday and Good Friday. On Good Friday, we always read the Passion of St. John. Every third year, we have the readings from Matthew, Mark and Luke in successive years, A, B and C. There is an ancient tradition that a devout participation and meditative listening and prayerful contemplation of the Passion it entitles one to a plenary indulgence. Many people endure the passion while standing, like we normally do, as a gesture of respect for the words of the gospel. I remember and recall as a young priest in my first parish, encouraging people to sit, especially the elderly and the infirm. While the invitation was gratefully accepted by most, I did get some complaints and objections from some diligent people who felt that they were being deprived of the opportunity to receive the indulgence. It seemed a case of you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Or perhaps the phrase, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, wherever the cap fits, you might say. The account of the Passion of Jesus, which this year is from Mark's Gospel, Year B, it invites us to reflect deeply on the price that Jesus paid for our redemption. Mark's Passion account is very stark and moves in a haunting manner from the events of the Last Supper to Jesus' death and burial. Mark's Gospel highlights how alone and forsaken Jesus is as he faces into his passion, isolated from all those whom he has spent time. Yet in the dark hour he felt utterly deserted and abandoned. Judas betrays him. The disciples fall asleep in the Garden of Gethsemane. His beloved disciple Peter denies him three times. By the time of the crucifixion, in contrast to John's Gospel, where we get our familiar picture of John, Mary and the other women standing beneath the cross, there is not a single friendly face nearby. Mark tells us that the women stand watching from a distance. Christ in his passion is utterly abandoned, and this reaches its climax in the awful final cry from the cross, my God, why have you deserted me? What can we say then after reading this gospel? How can people be so cruel? How could the disciples have been so blind? We cringe at the hypocrisy of the high priest. We are sickened by the fickle crowd. We are shocked, and then we come to our senses and we realize that had we been there, we probably would have done the same. Mark's account of the passion is very stark. Jesus is portrayed as alone, abandoned by his closest friends, and perhaps even by God. He dies on the cross with that loud cry. Yet at this precise moment, the Roman centurion who is guarding him, having seen how he died, makes the great confession of faith. In truth, this was the Son of God. And so, we enter Holy Week. We will look at the cross repeatedly. Through the liturgies of this week, we emphasize this central fact of our salvation. In his very first homily as Pontiff, Pope Francis said, "When we walk without the cross, we build without the cross. When we profess a Christ without the cross, we ardent disciples of the Lord." May this Holy Week bring us to the realization that Christ died on the cross for each one of us. Have we understood how we are saved by Jesus' death more than 2 millennia ago? In the 14th century, Julian of Norwich had visions of God and of God's love. One of them was of Jesus on the cross, and she saw him and asked why, and the response was clear. "Would you know our Lord's meaning in this thing? Know it well. Love was the meaning. Who reveals it to you? Love. What did he reveal to you? Love. Why did he reveal it to you? For love. Remain in this and you will know more of the same." We are invited today, Palm Sunday, to see the cross as a blessing, as a source of compassion, forgiveness and hope for all. A few final thoughts on this Palm Sunday. A number of years ago in the cathedral in Ennis, a farmer from Milltown Malbay used to bring his donkey and have it on display and allow people, especially children, interact with it on the plaza outside the cathedral. I'm not aware, like a lot of other things, that the practice has continued beyond COVID. It was an ingenious way of animating some elements of the liturgy, especially the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem riding on a donkey and receiving adulation by the bystanders waving palm branches. There is a famous poem by G.K. Chesterton called The Donkey, and it captures many of the liturgical and spiritual themes of the day. When fishes flew and forests walked and figs grew upon the thorn, some moment when the moon was blood, then surely I was born. With monstrous head and sickening cry and ears like errant wings, the devil's walking parody and all four-footed things. The tattered outlaw of the earth of ancient crooked will, starve, scourge, deride me, I am dumb, I keep my secret still. Fools, for I also had my hour, one far fierce hour and sweet. There was a shout about my ears and palms before my feet. And so we begin this great journey of Holy Week and Chachtan War, we pray. Almighty and ever-living God, in your tender love for humanity, you sent Jesus to take our nature upon him and to suffer death on the cross. Give us an example of great humility. Grant that we too may walk in the way of the cross and share in the resurrection through the one who is our Saviour and Redeemer and who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.